In the last program,
we began a survey of the class Mammalia, fur-covered homoiothermic vertebrates which nurse their young. We began with the monotremes and worked our way through cetaceans. In this, the final program of the series, we will complete our study of mammals, beginning with the order Carnivora, the meat eaters, and ending with the order Artiodactyla, the even-toed ungulates. Although other mammals are carnivorous, the order Carnivora consists of seven families of animals with long, recurved canine teeth, strong jaws and claws, and brains with well-developed cerebral hemispheres. Dog-like carnivores, family Canidae, have slender muscular bodies and are well-suited to running long distances. Canids like this red fox are digitigrade and walk on their toes. They have small paws with non-retractile claws, good eyesight and hearing, and a keen sense of smell. Wolves, the largest wild canid, have a terrible reputation that is not justified. Rather than being raving killers, wolves, in fact, are intelligent, social, affectionate animals. They are important predators, controlling rodent populations and culling sickly herd animals. African hunting dogs hunt in packs. They hunt systematically, biting at prey until the animal falls from loss of blood. A pack of about a dozen dogs will literally eat a medium-sized animal alive in 15 minutes. Short-legged, stocky bush dogs are well adapted for hunting in dense Central and South American forest vegetation. They seem to be nocturnal and are quite at home in the water. They are an endangered species. Unlike dogs, bears, family Ursidae, have a plantigrade walk. The entire sole touches the ground. Bears are the largest carnivores and are heavily built with short, powerful limbs. Bears, like the European brown bear on the left, have both sharp canine teeth for tearing meat and flat-crowned molars suited to their omnivorous diet. Spectacled bears, right, inhabit mountainous regions of South America. They are more herbivorous than most bears and are also considered an endangered species. In general, bears eat leaves, roots, fruit, carrion, and fish, or animals that they kill. Black bears originally ranged throughout North America, but are now limited to less settled forested areas. As is evident here, they are not always black in color. The most northern of all bears, polar bears, are at home in frigid Arctic waters and on ice floes where they hunt seals, walruses, and fish. The only bears that are primarily meat eaters, polar bears do eat plants and berries in summer. Raccoons left and Codimundis right are omnivorous members of the family Procyonidae. Raccoons prefer to live near water and have their dens in hollow trees and rock crevices. Codimundis, close relatives of raccoons, are found in the southwestern U.S. and down into South America. They travel in bands and completely scour an area for food, devouring anything they can find. Giant pandas resemble bears, but for a long time were considered to be more closely related to the raccoons and were placed in that family. The latest blood type studies reaffirm their ties to bears, however. Found only in Chinese forests, pandas have thumbs on their forepaws, which they use to hold bamboo shoots, their primary food. The lesser, or red panda, is much smaller than the giant panda and seems to prefer a somewhat colder climate. It too has been placed in the same family as raccoons, but is largely herbivorous. The family Mustelidae includes skunks, grisons, minks, badgers, weasels, otters, and wolverines. They have long, slender bodies, long tails, short limbs with five digits, and non-retractile claws. Like this familiar skunk, Mustelids get their family name from paired anal glands which emit a musky odor. River otters left are highly aquatic with thick waterproof coats, webbed hind feet, and ears and nostrils that can be closed while swimming. Extremely agile, playful creatures, they love to slide down snowbanks or mudslides. Sea otters, right, were almost exterminated for their luxurious fur. They are tool users and crack shellfish by banging them against a rock held on their chests. Wolverines are the largest and fiercest mustelids. They weigh up to 18 kilograms and are stronger than any other mammal their size. They have been known to drive bears and mountain lions off their kills and to kill moose and elk hampered by deep snow. The family Viverridae includes mongooses, small, old-world carnivores noted for their ability to kill venomous snakes. Banded mongooses like this live in packs of up to 40 and search for food in groups. Their diet is chiefly insects, mice, snails, small reptiles, eggs, wild fruit, and berries. Hyenas, family Hyenidae, live on the African plains. Formerly thought to be only scavengers, following lions and other predators to eat the remains of their prey, hyenas are now known to be formidable predators in their own right. The spotted or laughing hyena has a characteristic eerie laughing call. Cat-like carnivores, family Felidae, generally have retractile claws and are almost exclusively meat-eaters. This family includes lions, tigers, and various spotted cats. The members of this family are a vocal lot. From the yowling neighborhood tom to the roaring lion or coughing leopard, cats announce their presence and warn intruders that the territory is occupied. Felids have lithe, muscular bodies for agility and speed. Well-furred feet enable them to move silently. Their teeth are designed for stabbing, holding, and cutting. Their eyes have large, vertical pupils, and their skulls are short and rounded. Generally, they live longer than canids. Felids much resemble each other in general body configuration, although they differ markedly in size and coloration. The spotted and striped patterns are thought to have developed independently, but for the same reason. They provide magnificent camouflage in the mottled shadows of tall grass and brush. Felids tend to stalk or ambush their prey. They are sprinters and tire quickly. Most are good climbers and swimmers and possess acute senses of sight and hearing. Although we think of them as tropical animals, tigers are really creatures of colder regions who have migrated southward. This Siberian tiger, the largest of them all, manages well in his icy homeland. It is not surprising that the puma, or mountain lion, is known by many names, since it has the largest range of any native New World mammal, extending from Canada to Lower Argentina. Once widely distributed throughout the entire U.S., it is now found mainly in western Canada, in the Rockies to the Pacific shore, and down into Texas and Louisiana. The South American jaguar and other spotted cats, like the leopard, have been hunted extensively for their beautiful fur. These animals are all now on the brink of extinction and have been officially declared endangered species. The order Pinnipedia, meaning feather-footed, is made up of three families, seals, walruses, and sea lions, and is sometimes included as a suborder of Carnivora. Its members are all aquatic, have streamlined bodies, limbs modified into flippers, reduced or absent external ears, and slit-like nostrils. Eyes are adapted for use underwater. The cornea is flattened and the pupil can enlarge greatly. This underwater view of a harbor seal, family Phocidae, shows the lack of external ears. Elephant seals are also in this family. These are the largest pinnipeds. Males weigh up to 3.5 metric tons and have a pendulous proboscis from which they get their name. Phocids cannot turn their hind limbs forward. Therefore, on land, they move by rolling or wriggling. Gray seals, native to cold northern waters from Canada to European Russia, are also in the family. Pinnipeds have been known to dive 600 meters and stay submerged for 43 minutes. Hunting is done underwater, sometimes at night. Walruses are the only species in the family Odobenidae. The upper canines of adult males grow downward to form large tusks. These gregarious pinnipeds associate in mixed herds of hundreds of individuals and press close together on certain beaches to which they return year after year. Females, called cows, have short tusks. Bulls weigh more than a metric ton. Cows are about a third smaller. The hind limbs can be turned forward, enabling walruses to maneuver on land more easily than elephant seals. Sea lions, family Otariidae, such as this California sea lion, have conspicuous external ears. They too can turn their hind limbs to help support their bodies on land. Swimming is accomplished mainly by use of the forelimbs. Like this Galapagos sea lion, pinnipeds give birth ashore, usually to one pup. Although they can swim at birth, for several weeks pups do not have enough blubber to provide buoyancy and insulation. Growth is rapid, for the milk contains 5% fat. More people are familiar with this animal by name, either from doing crossword puzzles or because it is the first animal in the dictionary, than have ever seen it. There is only one living species in its own order, Tubula dentata. Aardvarks dig into termite mounds with their strong claws and pick up ants and termites with their long, sticky tongues. Extremely powerful, once they are well dug in, aardvarks cannot be pulled from their burrows. The order Proboscidea includes the largest terrestrial mammals, the elephants. There are two species alive today, one in Africa and one in Asia, both in the family Elephantidae. Elephants are gregarious and associate in herds of various sizes, most often led by an old female. The name Proboscidea is derived from the prehensile grasping trunk. Highly sensitive, the trunk has great flexibility and strength. With it, an elephant can carry a tree or pick up a peanut. Elephants are herbivores. Males reach a maximum height of 4 meters and weigh almost 7,000 kilograms. African elephants have larger ears, and the males have tusks that can be 3.3 meters long. Indian elephants have smaller ears. Males are 3 meters tall at the shoulder and weigh about 5,000 kilograms. These intelligent, docile animals have been domesticated for centuries and are the elephants usually seen in circuses. They look like short-eared rabbits, have feet like rhinoceroses with small hooves on their toes, and are distantly related to elephants. Hyraxes, order Hyracoidea, family Procaviidae, are still causing zoologists problems and are placed in their own order. Sirenia, an order of aquatic mammals, contains two families, manatees and dugongs. Both have paddle-like forelimbs, no hind limbs, and a flattened tail. Manatees, family Trichechidae, inhabit warm New World coastal waters. They are herbivorous, eating up to 50 kilograms of plant matter a day. The skin of manatees is thick, nearly hairless, and wrinkled. Stiff hairs, vibrissae, are present around the lips. Valved nostrils are located on the upper surface of the muzzle. There are no external ears. Hoofed animals make up the final two mammalian orders. The first, Perissodactyla, is composed of animals with an odd number of toes, encased in a horny hoof. Their weight is carried mainly by the middle digit. The three families are all grazers or browsers. Horses, family Equidae, are swift runners with only one functional toe on each foot. Asses, like the Somali wild ass on the left and the African pygmy donkey on the right, are remarkable for their ability to survive and work in hot conditions on a minimum of food. Like other equines, zebras are gregarious herd animals. Although closely related to horses, they are shy, untamable, and pugnacious. They mingle with other hoofed wild animals in grazing herds, where their stripes help to conceal them in tall grass. Probably first tamed around 3000 BC, Przewalski's horse of Eurasia is one of two or three wild horses that were the ancestors of modern domestic horses all over the world. This species is the only one of the original group that has not become extinct. Also known as the Mongolian wild horse, it is recognized by its erect short mane and lack of a forelock. Tapirs, family Tapiridae, are found in both South America and Southeast Asia, lending support to the theory that the two continents were once connected. Tapirs are donkey-sized animals whose snout and upper lip form a fleshy proboscis. Tapirs are the only members of this order which have four toes on their front feet and three on their hind feet. They generally live alone or in pairs near water where they wallow in mud. They eat aquatic vegetation and browse on land plants. Malay tapirs have distinctive coloration. The final family in the order Perissodactyla is Rhinoceratidae. Rhinos are found in Africa and Eastern Asia. They walk on three toes of each foot, each toe having a separate hoof. Next to elephants, white or square-lipped rhinos are the largest land animals, with males weighing up to 3.6 metric tons. Black rhinos are more aggressive and less sociable than square-lipped rhinos. Although both are African species, black rhinos are relatively common, living in thornbush and dense mountain forests. All rhinos reproduce slowly, hence population losses cannot be made up quickly. All rhino species are on the verge of extinction in the wild because of wanton killing by man, particularly for the horns. Indian one-horned rhinos may now be restricted entirely to Java, where less than four dozen individuals survive. They have single horns, loosely folded skin, which makes them look like they are wearing armor. The Asiatic two-horned or Sumatran rhinoceros, the smallest living rhino, is almost extinct, with at least one report that less than 10 animals survive. In Asia and the Middle East, it is believed that powdered rhinoceros horn and blood are aphrodisiacs, and that ownership of a rhino horn dagger is especially manly. There has been extensive trade in rhinoceros horn for over 1,000 years. The final order in our survey of the mammals is Artiodactyla, the even-toed hoofed mammals. The nine families in this order show great variation in structure, but there is anatomical similarity throughout. These animals bear their weight equally on the third and fourth toes of each foot and have an even number of functional toes. The order is divided into three suborders. The suborder Suiformes, with three families, pigs, peccaries, and hippopotamuses, consists of the most primitive even-toed hoofed mammals, those with a two- or three-chambered stomach, which do not chew their cud. Pigs, family Suidae, are medium-sized animals with barrel-like bodies, long heads, and flexible snouts. Barbarouses, illustrated here, are limited in range, occurring only in Indochina. Although officially protected, they are still hunted for meat and are faced with extinction in the wild. Africa has an interesting collection of suids, among which are the giant forest hog, left. Both the upper and lower canine teeth point upward, forming formidable tusks. Bush pigs, top right, are nocturnal and omnivorous, using their cartilaginous snout to root for food. Warthogs, bottom right, often defend themselves by backing into aardvark burrows. Generally inoffensive, they are less destructive to native crops than other pig species. Domestic pigs are derived from wild boars. Quick-footed and strong swimmers, pigs enjoy wallowing in mud. Wild boars are found in Europe, Northern Africa, and Asia. They have been introduced into the U.S. as game animals. Peccaries, family Teosuidae, range from Texas to South America. They have pig-like snouts, but their upper tusks grow downward. Peccaries have three toes on their hind feet. Their foot bones are like those of ruminants, and their stomachs have some ruminant characteristics. The third family in this suborder, Hippopotamidae, contains two species of stocky African animals at home in the water. Hippos are able to close their nostrils and ears when they submerge, and due to their specific gravity, can walk on the bottom. All four toes on each foot support their weight. Stomachs are three-chambered and complex, but they do not ruminate. Hippopotamuses were formerly found throughout Africa in all deep water, but now, because of man's activities, have a limited range. Hippos are almost naked, and exude droplets of reddish oil which protects their skin, giving rise to the story that hippos sweat blood. Pygmy hippos, seen here, are endangered animals. Much smaller than regular hippos, they are only about 1.5 meters long. Their heads are rounder, their eyes do not protrude, and their toes have sharp nails. Animals in the suborder Tylopoda have complex stomachs and are cud chewers, but they have been separate from the ruminant suborder for 55 million years. There is one family, Camelidae, which includes camels, guanacos, llamas, alpacas, and vicunas. Guanacos are wild llamas, graceful animals which eat grasses from mountain slopes. In this environment, their safety depends on their speed, up to 56 kilometers per hour, and alertness. They are native to South America, as are llamas and alpacas. These animals have been domesticated for over 1,000 years. Alpacas, left, have been bred for their wool. Llamas, right, are used as beasts of burden, although Indians use their meat, tallow, hide, fleece, and even their excrement, which when dried serves as fuel. Throughout the Arab world, dromedary camels have been used as work animals and for milk and meat. They can carry a load of 180 to 270 kilograms for 3 or 4 days, 48 kilometers a day, without stopping to drink. When they do drink, they consume 60 liters at a time. Bactrian, two-humped camels, are endangered species that live wild in Mongolia. These animals can withstand extreme heat and frigid blizzards. They can drink brackish and salty water as well as fresh, and actually need salty or halophytic plants in their diet. Camels store fat, not water, in their humps. A well-fed camel has erect humps, but the humps shrink and lean over if the animal is underfed. Camels have nose slits, heavy eyebrows, and large padded feet with 2 toes to help them in their sandy habitat. The remaining artiodactyl families are placed in the suborder Ruminantia. All are cud chewers, most with 4-chambered stomachs. While resting, ruminants regurgitate food from the first stomach chamber and re-chew it. Mouse deer, or chevrotains, family Tragulidae, are very small ruminants, less than 1 foot tall, with 3-chambered stomachs. Native to Africa and Asia, chevrotains are more closely related to camels and pigs than to deer. They lack horns or antlers, but males have tusk-like upper canines. They are rather common, but shy and seldom seen. Deer, members of the family Cervidae, are characterized by the presence of antlers. Except for 2 genera, male deer bear a pair of bony antlers which are shed every year. The stomach is 4-chambered. Moose are the largest members of this family, with a shoulder height of up to 2 meters. They inhabit colder, marshy, timbered areas in both the New and Old World. White-tailed deer are the most familiar large wild animals in North America. The U.S. population is estimated to be about 13 million. White-tailed deer have managed to coexist with contemporary man and his activities, and even flourish. Reindeer or caribou are the only members of this family in which both sexes have antlers. Once, 3 independently ranging species of caribou could be identified. However, because man has domesticated and introduced these species into each other's range, the species have interbred. Today, most taxonomists place all caribou within a single species, Rangifer tyrannus. The family Giraffidae contains 2 genera, each with only 1 species. Both giraffes and okapis live in Africa south of the Sahara. They are both browsers with long, extensible tongues, so long, in fact, that okapis can clean their eyes with their tongues. Despite the fact that giraffes are the tallest living mammals, their necks have only the usual 7 vertebrae. Giraffes may be 3.5 meters high at the shoulders. They feed almost entirely on the leaves of tall trees, reaching as much as 5.5 meters above the ground. they are able to go without drinking water for many weeks. Okapis were unknown to the scientific world until 1900, although they were fairly common in equatorial forests in Africa. They are strikingly marked. Unlike giraffes, which form herds of up to 70 individuals, okapis live singly or in small family groups. Taxonomists have found the North American pronghorn to be an enigma and have placed it in its own family, Antilocapridae, meaning antelope goat. It has some features of the typical African antelope, but it also has some features of goats, including a gallbladder. Ideally adapted for life on the plains, pronghorns have binocular vision and a running ability that outstrips that of any other North American mammal. Like the white-tailed deer's tail, the white hair of the pronghorn's rump serves a signal function when alarmed. Cattle, sheep, goats, and antelopes, family Bovidae, are generally gregarious herbivores. Most have gallbladders and the stomach is four-chambered and ruminating. Body form varies from graceful to stout. Horns usually occur in both sexes, are unbranched, and are never shed. Shown here are an American bison, a Speke's gazelle, and a bighorn sheep. Although members of this family have been introduced worldwide, bovids are mainly Old World animals. Domestic cattle, sheep, and goats were derived from Eurasian species. Domestication probably began 8,000 to 9,000 years ago. Bovids are sometimes divided into three subfamilies. The bovini are ox-like and include clockwise the bison, muskox, water buffalo, and yak. The story of the American bison is well known, how the endless herds that once roamed the limitless prairies were exterminated for food, sport, and as a way of destroying the Indian tribes, until only a few hundred remained to be saved at the very brink of extinction. Along with the bison, the muskox of the Arctic tundra is one of the two wild oxen of the Western Hemisphere. It too has passed through the shadow of possible extinction. When threatened, musk oxen form a tight circle with the horns of the adults facing out and the young inside. This barricade of sharp horns serves to keep wolves at bay, but is no defense against guns. Whole herds have been slaughtered by a single hunter as they stood in their defensive circle. Water buffalo have the greatest spread of horns of all the bovids, up to 1.2 meters. Massive and heavy at the base, the horns narrow and curve backward and inward, tapering to sharp tips. They are covered with deep wrinkles running perpendicular to the length of the horn. These wrinkles are thought to aid the animals during agonistic encounters. The second bovid subfamily, Capocinae, are sheep or goat-like. Shown on the left are an ibex and a Barbary sheep with her offspring, and on the right is a mountain goat. Mountain goats are native to North America. Their closest living relatives are the European chamois and the Himalayan goral and golden takin. Able to negotiate seemingly impossible terrain, their skid-resistant hooves are specially adapted to clinging to the smallest outcrops. The Barbary sheep, or Aoudad, is the only wild sheep-like animal native to the African continent. Hardy animals that can live under desert conditions. In times past, they were common in the barren, rocky Atlas Mountains. In some of the western states that are losing their native mountain goats and bighorn sheep, Barbary sheep have been introduced experimentally as a game animal. They seem to suffer more from the severe western winters than the native species. Crossbreeding seems to hold some promise, however. The third bovid subfamily, Antilopinae, is made up of the antelopes, many of which are classified as endangered species. Oryxes, top left, have been hunted with machine guns from jeeps. Orabies, top right, have been hunted extensively for their meat. Springbucks, bottom left, once existed in herds numbering over a million, but were slaughtered as pests and now are found wild only in a few state parks. Wildebeests, bottom right, have been massacred to make room for cattle. With this last subfamily, we conclude our survey of the class Mammalia and of the entire phylum Chordata. We have moved through this phylum looking at living species in a planet-wide examination of chordates. We began our survey with the urochordates, or tunicates, animals that closely resemble invertebrates but have notochords during their larval stage. While not themselves vertebrate precursors, it is likely that urochordates and vertebrates have both evolved from common ancestors. Then we studied the subphylum Vertebrata, that vast array of bilaterally symmetric animals equipped with a flexible internal skeleton and a backbone to protect the delicate nerve cord. The vertebrates proved to be marvelously diverse and adaptable, able to exploit successfully a staggering variety of niches. First among the vertebrates were the fish, still limited to an aquatic existence, but possessing jaws and paired appendages. These adaptations enabled the next group, amphibians, to migrate to the unexploited land environment. Amphibians took advantage of plentiful oxygen and used their paired appendages to move around on a solid substratum. But amphibians' adaptations to land life are not perfected. Susceptible to water loss through their skin and laying unshelled eggs, they are still closely tied to water. Reptiles evolved from amphibians, having completed the move from water to land. They have harder, thicker skins to prevent water loss, and because they lay amniotic eggs, the eggs can be laid far from water. But reptiles, like amphibians and fish, are poikilothermic, depending on the warmth of their surroundings to maintain their body temperature. Birds evolved from reptiles and are homoiothermic, able to regulate their internal temperature metabolically. This allows them to survive in a wide range of ambient temperatures. Birds lay amniotic eggs, have feathers, beaks, and forelimbs modified into wings. Mammals, too, developed from reptiles. Also homoiothermic, they have hair, not feathers, are almost universally viviparous, and the young are nursed at special milk-producing glands of the female. Those few species of mammals, the monotremes, that do not bear live young, lay amniotic eggs, but still suckle their offspring. Monotremes are more closely related to reptiles than any other mammals. The remaining mammals are divided into marsupials and placentals. Although the young are born alive, marsupials are born in a very immature state. Newborn marsupials spend a protracted period developing while attached to a nipple in the mother's pouch. In the placental mammals, the young are nourished and develop internally, attached to the mother by a placenta until birth. At birth, placentals are fully formed and robust, much more developed than newborn monotremes or marsupials. For all our study of the vertebrates, and for that matter, for all our study of the entire animal kingdom, including mankind's place in it, what we have learned is only a small fraction of what remains to be learned.